Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about the big issues on tap for Tuolumne County in 2018 with the new board chair for 2018, John Gray, as well as County Administrator Craig Pedro. Craig, during the last segment, you talked a lot about the projects that have been under construction, the juvenile detention facility now completed, the jail project getting underway, and then potentially the courthouse project here soon as well as a transit center that's been completed. You know, looking at some of the buildings that will soon to be vacated, such as the current jail and the courthouse in downtown Sonora, is there any plan at this point as to what's going to happen to those buildings?
Yeah, well, let me just back up and say that we're very optimistic that the funding for the new courthouse will be approved. It's in the governor's his budget, but that needs to be approved by the legislature in June. And assuming that that it is approved, and we think it will be, then just to catch up for the listeners, we ought to be able to see construction of that new courthouse begin in 2019 and finish by the end of 2020. So that's our horizon. So it'd be finished about 3 years, 3 years from now. So if that were to happen, you know, then yeah, what are we going to do with the old courthouse downtown? We do need to come up with a plan for that. The 3 year plan that the board's going to be looking at on Tuesday talks about, you know, when do we start that work? Because we do have a window here that we don't need to jump on it right now, but you don't want to wait till the last minute either. So what I'm proposing, and what's up to the board, is to hold off on that evaluation of that building and how we're going to use it until 2019. But what's been discussed in the past was trying to take some of the historical users or occupants of that building and put them back into that building, and it gives elbow room in the other buildings around the courthouse and gives us future expansion capability for just general growth of county government in downtown Sonora. And I know merchants have had real concerns about that, you know, what's going to happen. And Tuolumne County government's not going anywhere. We're still going to be centered in downtown Sonora. So there'll still be, you know, our employees down there and the people that work with county government in the downtown. So I see us continuing to live in that building. It's just, you know, what departments, how are we going to do it? Something I'd love to see, you know, but that's just a Craig thing, frankly, would be to try and restore some of the offices there back to a period, you know, in the early 1900s, the mid-1900s, and have a little historic touch to it, but still reserve the bulk of that building for ongoing operations of county, you know, county government. But we'll need I think we're just staff capacity-wise, we're going to have to put that off, and I think we could afford to put it off for 1 year while we pursue, you know, constructing, you know, the jail. Another building we're going to have to look at the Law and Justice Center is if indeed the courthouse is going to move by the end of 3 years, we're going to have the jail out there, the juvenile facility, and the court. We're going to need a community support building out there that has a place for example, attorney offices, maybe a restaurant or two, you know, out there. You have to be in and out of court really fast. So we've talked about doing a privately financed building, you know, out there, and that's something that we need to get on now rather than later. So that's some of the stuff that we need, you know, that we need to be looking at right now.
Supervisor Gray, next thing I want to ask you about is roads. I think one thing that people in Tuolumne County will universally complain about is potholes that they'll find in the rolls or in the roads or the state of some of the roads in the county. You know, what do you know at this point in regards to state funding coming in? I know there was the gas tax increase, SB1. Are you expecting quite a bit of more revenue coming in over the coming years?
Yeah, SB1 added about 12 cents a gallon to the price of gas, but we'll provide the county funding. Next year, we anticipate getting about our 2017-18, about $940,000. And then each year it's going to escalate. So we anticipate 2021 and 22 to get around $4 million. It's not going to repave every road that we have, but it's certainly going to give us a start to putting some asphalt down in the areas that are is needed. Without this funding, it's going to be difficult to even buy asphalt for a pothole. So I hope if the ballot shows another measure that's going to try to rescind this, I hope people think about the potholes that they're driving over, because without that money, we're not going to be able to fix them.
So stay tuned.
Yes.
Craig Pedro, you know, economic development, I know that's, as kind of mentioned, as a priority for Tuolumne County, promoting economic development. What are you noticing right now on that front, and even kind of just building permits and the CRA department?
Well, we'll start where you just finished, and we're seeing growth in our permit activity that I've not seen since the early 2000s. We're not near that level, but we're seeing consistent growth in the amount of applications that are coming in. And it's very healthy. You know, we're seeing increases in our property tax, sales tax, also TOT. Sometimes that's tied to, growth and just general economic activity and visitation, of course, to the county. So all of our major revenues are looking, pretty good. And some of that, again, it's just the good, it's risk-taking by entrepreneurs. But, again, outstanding collaboration between the Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority, city and county government, Visitors Bureau, Chamber of Commerce. There's not one thing that you can point to, but what we've tried to do over the years is to build a team that would work together to create a positive environment to make it attractive for entrepreneurs to do their thing and take risks, and that seems to be paying off.
Question for either one of you. I know over the past couple of years, for various factors, the general plan update has kind of been continually kind of pushed towards the future. You know, where does that planning process stand right now?
Well, right now, our goal is to have the general plan completed by December. It's a really difficult process. We've got a good staff working on it. One of the issues that we have, Craig brought it up earlier, is capacity. That's one thing that we really centered on at our retreat, is we only have so much capacity. We only can do so much with the staff we have. And it's going to be a point in time where we're going to have to add some staff in order to get more things done. But right now, the general plan, our hope is to have it done by December.
And one thing I'd like to mention about the general plan is for the last decade, we've really focused a lot on economic development, and part of that's making the county itself more business friendly, for customer service, streamlining our processes, make people do the projects correctly and follow all the rules and those kinds of things, but make it easy for people to do that. So we've done a lot of the procedural things that we can do, but some of the heavier policy issues that can also be welcoming to economic development in our community are things that will be addressed in that general plan. Another reason why that's a critically important document to everyone in the county, and I know the board is looking at it very seriously. They're one of their top priorities, as they should. So that is very important that get done well and get done by the end of the year.
The process for that, will it be go to the Planning Commission for a public hearing, then the Board of Supervisors public hearing, and a final vote?
Yeah, of course, there'll be some informational presentations before the board over the next several months, just to warm everybody up, provide information about what we're doing. But yeah, ultimately it will have to be going before the Planning Commission and the board.
The CR A department is doing a really good job outreach. If you want a presentation on the general plan, get a hold of Quincy Yaley. She'd be happy to come. I'm not throwing her under the bus. This is something that she said that she'd be willing to do. So any organization out there that's really interested, contact the CRA department.
Sure, we'll be talking about the plan as well quite a bit on this show as well in the months ahead a little bit. So need to take another quick break. We're joined in studio by John Gray, the new board chair for Tuolumne County, and Craig Pedro, the CAO. I'm BJ Hansen. We'll return with our final segment of Motherlode Views in just a moment. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment here momentarily.